You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Reports are coming in about bombings and hostages being taken in Paris. We are going to go to NPR correspondent Eleanor Beardsley, who is on the ground in Paris, in just a moment. So we have Eleanor on the phone. Eleanor, what are you hearing?
Well, it's absolute chaos. The last time the prefecture of police confirmed was 18 dead, but now they're reporting much higher, at least 33, and we're hearing up to 60 dead. The police are telling people to go back inside, do not come out. There were three separate shootouts in the city of Paris and explosions at the National Stadium where two suicide bombers set themselves off. The stadium is being evacuated. The city is in lockdown. This is bringing back just the horrible memories of January. People are not going out. All of the restaurants have emptied out. It was a warm, fall night. People were out, unseasonably warm, and they're talking about now 60 people dead on a coordinated attack in Paris. The president, the prime minister, and the interior minister are in a crisis meeting. And this is another major attack on Paris, much worse than the one in January.
Yeah, I was just going to say, certainly the Charlie Hebdo attacks were significant, but it sounds like the number of venues and the number of people affected are much higher.
It's much higher. Charlie Hebdo was, over 3 days, around 22. This is 60, the news programs are saying. It's hard to even get your mind around it. I'm going out soon, but there's no taxis to be had. I don't even, every neighborhood is in lockdown. The streets in my neighborhood are quiet. I'm very far from where this is taking place.
Right. So the stadium is north of the city for people who know Paris at all.
Exactly. It's in the suburbs, right outside the city. A major stadium. France was playing Germany in a friendly game and, blasts went off. People started fleeing. And at one point, all the people went to the grass in the stadium. The news programs were showing people lying down on the grass in the soccer stadium. It was just like you've never seen such images.
So we're also hearing that there are as many as 100 and maybe it's even higher hostages being held. Where are those hostages
right.
been taken?
Yeah, this is a concert hall called the Bataclan. It's in a popular, great neighborhood where people go out. It's just a Friday night concert, and that's where that's going on. There's no newscasts have had teams down there, but we've gotten videos from, people from their cell phones and witnesses on site, and they're talking about police, elite units storming the Bataclan. There's a hostage situation going on, people coming out with blood on them. I mean, it's complete chaos. Nobody has the exact numbers. Nobody knows. No one's been caught yet. Paris is completely under attack, and everyone feels vulnerable right now. I can tell you that.
Well, and certainly it's very early in the situation, and it's still unfolding. But have there been any claims of responsibility, or is the government saying anything?
I haven't heard anything. The government, Hollande, is supposed to speak momentarily. I'm waiting to listen to him speak. We've heard no claims of responsibility at all so far.
And so you said that Paris is basically in a lockdown. How are they actually putting that into place?
Well, I'm just getting, the police are telling people not to come out, and people are not coming out. I've just spoken to a friend of mine who lives near where some of this is going on, and she says many people from the streets have actually come into her apartment. They're scared to go home. So I think, and I've seen the newscast, the French news is out, and they're showing the streets that are completely empty and very, very lively neighborhoods on a Friday night. The streets are empty right now.
So as far as you know, is the actual attack or that first coordinated attack over, or is it still an active shooting situation?
In fact, Hollande has just declared that France is in a state of emergency. The country is in a complete state of emergency. Nothing has been concluded. I'm just seeing this on the news flashes. They're closing the borders. Everyone is being mobilized. The military is being reinforced. France is in a state of complete emergency.
And has the stadium been completely evacuated? I can only imagine.
No, not at all.
Because in the chaos of it, too, there's also the danger of, I'm sure, people getting trampled trying to get out.
No, I think it's not that crowded, but it's bigger than that. That's one place. There's other places. There's rumors now of other places. It's complete chaos. And that's all I can say right now is just absolute chaos here, and no one knows what's going on. And the country, the entire country, is in a state of emergency.
And there are no reports from other regions of similar attacks?
Not yet. But Hollande has said a state of emergency on all the territory. So it's really big. It's as much big. This is Charlie Hebdo tenfold.
Well, Eleanor, I know that there's only so much that you know right now, but what do you expect Hollande to say? And the French psychology and mindset was so rocked by the Charlie Hebdo attacks. What impact is this going to have?
I think that people are going to be really destabilized, completely emotionally wrecked, because France has been under high security protection since Charlie Hebdo. There's soldiers everywhere, and yet this still happened. So this means that we really can't prevent it.
Right. That's what it means. Right. Certainly, earlier in the year, there was a much more visible police presence on the streets in Paris. And I can only imagine it makes people feel that much more vulnerable if this can happen despite all that.
Absolutely, they do. And on that note, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to try to go out myself and see what's going on.
Okay. Well, take care, Eleanor. Be safe. And we'll look forward to your reports.
Thank you so much.
That was Eleanor Beardsley. She is NPR's correspondent in Paris. She was updating us on the situation still unfolding in Paris, coordinated attacks that occurred at the stadium, the National Stadium just north of Paris. Also in entertainment venues, there are dozens dead. Also, hostages as many as 100. The update that we have is that President François Hollande has closed the French borders at this point. Eleanor Beardsley said that the city is also under lockdown. Police are asking all residents of Paris and the Île-de-France region to stay indoors. President Barack Obama has announced that this is not just an attack on Paris or the people of France, but on the values we all share. We will certainly be keeping up on this evolving situation through reports from NPR News.
Coming up at 8 o'clock tonight, you can join us for As It Happens. More coverage of the situation in Paris from CBC Radio. We'll be hearing news and interviews from around the world on As It Happens. And, of course, stay tuned to Wisconsin Public Radio and National Public Radio. We'll keep you updated on the situation there as well. You're listening to Central Time.